As it was that as a complete an effort as you've had in this young season?
Yes, it was a great response. We challenged our guys, they challenged each other. We played against a big team, and they responded well. It was a good effort.
How much did Cole's fight and then the ensuing 5-on-3 killing that, how much did that lift?
These are the key moments. We're seeing a Cole Sellinger that we saw the first year. He's involved, he's physically involved, and I don't know if the fight is a key moment, but killing that 5-on-3 was certainly a key moment for us.
Something that definitely stood out to me was your zone exits and the breakouts. How crucial are those to creating offense?
Well, for multiple reasons. When you get out with the puck, and when you have speed coming out with the puck, what it creates is, first thing is for the other team, they can't play in the offensive zone. So they have to track. So that's the number one. Number two is when the timing is right, coming back to our D zone and breaking out together, then you're creating chances off the rush because you're in the right position. So there's multiple reasons why breakouts are so important.
Pascal, is there a better feeling as a coach than to stress a few things in practice and see them revealed in a game? And did you see that tonight?
Yeah, we did. And it's... I want them to feel good. I know those guys, right? And I know they mean well. I know they want to do well. And sometimes you push your team, but you push your team in a way that you know they will respond because you know those players. And they weren't happy with themselves the last game, right? And even though against Detroit, we had a good start. It wasn't that it was bad for three periods, and it wasn't bad for the second and the third. It was just key moments. And tonight they responded well. We have a good room.
Yeah. The configuration of the fourth line or the Corrali line, what did you think you'd get out of that tonight, and how big were the two goals for them, obviously?
Well, I'm a big believer in watching and evaluating practices. And those three guys have been working really hard the last 2 days. The hard practices, yes, but they pushed themselves. So we had... some good hopes that they would click. I mean, there's a combination of different set of skills on that line, and they played hard tonight. And at the end, I wasn't afraid to put them on the ice when the goalie was out because they deserved it.
Kind of building on that theme, on that fourth line, the two wingers. I know Jack's had time in the top six before. He's a skilled guy, a little bit, and Danforth definitely is. How nice is it to just kind of have that kind of look on a fourth line where you have two guys who can make plays like that?
Well, they can make plays, they can score, there's some grit. Curls was really good on faceoffs today, so it gives us a chance to play four lines, and when they play like that, they're going to play.
Obviously, the kind of a melee there at the end. What did you see from the bench on that one?
I see a hit to the head and lifting his feet. And I saw the replay. That's illegal in my book. So we'll let the NHL deal with it.
Pazzi, last game you talked about Johnny Gaudreau trying to put a lot of shots on at the end because you felt maybe he had some pressure to score. It seemed tonight when Marchenko continued to try and connect and get one through. What did you think of his play tonight? It seemed like him and Marchenko were continuing to buzz around with that.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't get one through.
I thought it was Johnny's best game so far. He was moving his feet, creating offense. I saw some poise with the puck. But he's also, the one thing we never talk about Johnny is his positioning without the puck, because we expect from him to create offense. But he covers a lot of mistakes, and it's subtle a lot of times, but his positioning was really good tonight, being in the shooting lane and just forcing the D to be on the outside. And once he got the puck, he was pretty effective.
When did you make the call on Martin starting ahead of Elvis?
Morning skate, I spoke to you guys, and then in the afternoon started not to feel right. It started in the morning skate, but got worse in the afternoon, so we had to make the call.
Yeah. And how important, just in team building perspective, was Goodbranson's response to the Anderson hit on line 8?
Yeah, It's we're a pack here, and we protect each other. I mean, it was on Patty, it could have been on anyone. That's how we're going to respond. That's what a team looks like.
With Spencer Martin, he obviously played very well tonight.
Yep.
Is it a thing where the longer he's here, the more comfortable you guys are with him and the more trust he keeps building?
Well, of course. I mean, the way he's played tonight, and he was solid. He's a guy that we know he's talented. I didn't know him, like I said the other day, but he's proven to be a good NHL goalie, so it's everything is earned here. Like, if you play well, you're going to keep playing. We saw Severson tonight was outstanding. Those guys, I mean, when they play well, they're going to play. And same thing with Spence. I mean, he's every time we've played him so far, he's been pretty good. He works hard in practices, so it gives us two options, which is really good.
Spencer said he felt like the communication tonight between him and the players was really good. Do you think that third period against Detroit, him playing, maybe helped that a little bit more and helped him get comfortable tonight?
For sure. The more time you spend with them, and he's a vocal guy on the ice. We can hear him from the bench, which is great for RD. But that connection, that chemistry between the goalie and the defenseman, that takes some time. But because he's vocal, it's helping the D and it's helping him. So it's. But the more time he plays, the more he's going to feel comfortable, and it's normal. It takes some time.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay.